The two-time defending champion set to take on an eight-time winner. That's the foundation of the WPIL 1A softball championship game between number one Union and number three Chartiers Houston. Ireland Fisher's three-run home run in the third gave Union a lead it would never give up in a 10-0 six-inning semifinal win over West Green. Mallory Gorgas added an RBI double in the third, and the Scotties invoked the run rule with six more runs in the bottom of the sixth. Olivia Williams delivered a two-run single, and winning pitcher Mia Proust stroked a solo home run, aiding the cause in her own three-hit complete game. Chartiers Houston's Ella Ritchie led off the Bucks' third meeting of the year against Carmichael's with a home run to center, only to see the Mikes score twice in the bottom of the fifth. Meadow Ferries ground out in the sixth, scored Lauren Russ to tie the game. Pinch runner Aubrey Randolph sprinted home on a short passed ball for the game winner in the top of the seventh. Ferry struck out three in the bottom of the frame to seal the win. MFHS brings you the WPIL 1A softball championship game from Penn West, California's Lily Field. Number one Union and number three Chartiers Houston, in conjunction with Greensports.net, is coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
He's going to take it himself for a championship!
Oh, a double play wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! The cut it's on touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning and welcome to Penn West, California's Lily Field, in day two of the 2024 WPIL Softball Championships. Up first on our triple header today, the 1A game between Chartiers Houston and Union Area. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg, along with broadcast partner Nate Rigotti, our WJPA Sports Network crew, Jason Tennant's our floor director, Brett Gambita, Scott Donnelly, and Cameron Pritz on camera, and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Number one Union never made a WPIL softball title game before 2019. Now with today's appearance, the Scotties are making a fifth straight, and they're looking for their third consecutive championship. Not a bad six-year run for head coach Doug Fisher. Only two schools have won more WPIL softball titles than number three Chartiers Houston. The eight championships for the Bucks are two fewer than Baldwin and Stowe Rocks. Patricia Alderson's squad is in the title game for the first time since 2016. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. Winner of this game will take on District 5 runner-up somewhere in the WPIL on Monday. The loser will travel likely to the Dubois area and play the District 9 champion, Dubois Central Catholic. We'll take a closer look at our championship game matchup when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Here's a look back at our winners yesterday. Started the day with Neshanic winning their third straight title, beating Bentworth 3-0 in the Bearcats' first ever appearance. Second game of the day, Armstrong winning their second title in 3 years, beating the 10-seed Thomas Jefferson 9-3, a game that went 3-2 TJ to the bottom of the sixth before Armstrong erupted for 7 runs on 7 hits in that frame. And we close the day off with the number one Elizabeth forward rolling number two Hampton, the Talbots' first ever appearance in the title game, EF, a 10-2 winner. Following our game, it's the 6A championship, number 2 Seneca Valley, number 5 Norwin, with only the winner going on to states. And then we'll close the six-game festival here at Penn West California's Lilly Field with the 3A championship between number 3 South Park and number 4 Mohawk. Another beautiful day here, partner.
Got to turn my microphone on, maybe. Yeah, it is another beautiful day there, Bob. It's gorgeous out here. Less clouds in the sky than there were yesterday. Sun is shining, getting a little bit of an earlier start here today, but still a great crowd for a Friday morning.
You know, you mentioned that there are fewer clouds. If this was baseball, you hear that term high sky, sometimes tough to judge high fly balls and that kind of stuff. You never hear that term in softball.
Well, the sun became a little bit of an issue in yesterday afternoon's game, the late game. It was brutal.
The sun was a different story. The as it set in the west, the center fielder in some regards and certainly the right fielder just absolutely brutal, staring right into the sun. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Bucks under Trisha Alderson, leading off and catching will be Ella Ritchie, followed by the shortstop Lauren Rush and the pitcher Meadow Ferry. Left fielder Zaylee Fawner hits fourth, followed by second baseman Taryn Drylack and the first baseman, Shauna Riggle. Batting seventh and playing right field is Emily Suaro, followed by third baseman, Sydney English, and the center fielder, Elena Pallone. Chartres Houston at 16-2. Again, top down, it'll be Ritchie, Rush, and Ferry on top. Fawner, Drylack, Riggle in the middle. Suaro, English, and Pallone on the bottom. And now for the number one seed, Union Scotties, coming in with a record of 20-1, losing only to Neshanic early in the season. Neshanic now the three-time 2A champions. Leading off will be the second baseman, Olivia Williams, followed by left fielder Addie Nogay and the catcher, Ireland Fisher. Pitcher Mia Pruce hits fourth, followed by the shortstop, Mallory Gorgas, and the designated player, Olivia Benedict. First baseman Tori May in the seventh spot, followed by third baseman Bella Cameron, and the right fielder Maggie Joseph. The flex player is the center fielder Maddie Settle. Again, for Doug Fisher's Union Scotties, it's Williams, Nogay, and Fisher on top. Cruz, Gorgas, and Benedict in the middle. May, Cameron, Joseph on the bottom with Settle, the flex player. Home plate umpire is David Berry, Jim Wood at first, Adam Vestano at the second, and Tim Zola will call the action on the third base and down the left field line. And yesterday, a couple of games, we had plenty of action for the third base umpire to handle fair foul calls
on balls crushed right down the line.
Yeah, well, a lot of great players in these WPIL championships. They can smoke the ball. We saw a couple of great hits, a few home runs yesterday. Hoping our games today bring the same type of action. And maybe one to the right of the foul pole down that left field line can get out of play and be a home run.
Couple of games of note for the Scotties at 20-1, only loss, a 12-2 setback April 14th to Neshiannik, who was the number one seed in the 2A bracket and went on yesterday to win their third straight championship. Late in the season, May 6th, a 6-2 win over 3A Mohawk. Mohawk will play in the 3A championship game later today. Also knocked off the 5A number 3 seed West Allegheny by a 6-3 count. Through the playoffs, Union 11-2 over Jefferson Morgan, 10-0 whitewashing of West Green, and now to play the 3 seed Chartiers Houston in the championship game. For the Bucks, 2-1 start, lost to Thomas Jefferson on March 28th. That's what the 3 is. 3-28, March 28th. Lost 12-3 to TJ, then won 11 straight games before falling to Carmichael's in continuation of that lengthy game earlier in the season that was suspended because of darkness. And 7-5, Carmichael's a winner there. The Mikes have gone on to take third place, and they're going to the state tournament as well. A couple of regular season wins to close, beat the 3A 2-seed Ligonier Valley 7-0 and the 2A 4-seed Sarah Catholic. We'll get to the first pitch here on the WJPA Sports Network when we come back.
Freedom Transit is now offering a student bus pass for any student currently enrolled in middle or high school. The pass can be used as fare payment on any fixed route bus, including local Washington and Pittsburgh Metro routes. Ride transit as much as you want during a 30-day period for only $10. The student pass is available at Washington Transit Center. Proof of student enrollment is required at time of purchase. For more information on the Freedom Transit Student Bus Pass, visit freedom-transit.org.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Just about set for the players to take the field. Chartiers Houston will be batting first. The Scotties of Union area take the field now. Local Chartiers Houston crowd around us. Mia Pruce is in the circle for the Scotties. 77 2/3 innings, allowing 16 earned runs. It's a 1.44 earned run average. Allows less than one walk or hit per inning, 0.93 whip number. That calculates out this way, 38 hits, 28 walks, 66 in 77 innings.
Well, Union defeated Chartiers Houston a season ago in the, or the semifinal game, I guess. That would have been the Scotties being victorious, and Chartiers Houston, though, is prepared to face Mia Pruse, been able to see her before. They're confident at the plate, and they're ready to go today. I think the bats will be ready to attack Pruse in the circle.
The Bucks on Monday will make their 20th state playoff appearance in the last 25 years.
Wow.
Scotties will go for the sixth time, all since 2018. Mia Pruce in the circle. Ireland Fisher catching. Tori May at first. Olivia Williams at second. Bella Cameron at third. Mallory Gorgas at short. Addie Nogay is in left. Maddie Settle in front of us here in center. And Maggie Joseph is the right fielder. Pruce winds and deals. First pitch is in for a called strike. And we are underway. Ella Ritchie takes that first pitch right down the inside edge of the plate. Pruce right-hander. Rocks and deals. Ground ball back. Backhanded by the pitcher. Pruce throws to first. One out.
Just a soft tapper back to the circle.
Shortstop Lauren Rush to bat now. Meadow Ferry moves into the on-deck area. Rush 352 batting average on the season. Takes the first pitch for a called strike from David Berry. Our view into home plate a little over toward the left here today. Moved probably 30 feet from straight over the second base bag. Pitch misses below the knees. A ball and a strike to Lauren Rush.
Rush with six home runs on the year for the Bucks.
One beating the ground foul off the leg of Rush.
That's the second most behind Ritchie, by the way, with nine homers herself.
Just an absolutely perfect day here today at Penn West, California. Great to have all of you along with us. Mia Pruce winds and deals. 1-2 finds the dirt. 2-2 count. We play seven innings by regulation, shortened to three or four by a 15-run margin. Not expecting to see any of that. Shortened to five or six by a 10-run gap. Fastball runs in at the belt and almost hit Rush, but able to lunge backwards and out of the way. Count runs full now. And if we're tied after seven equal at-bats, we'll go to extras. 3-2, beat on the ground, into the 5-6 hole and into the grass in left field. Lauren Rush with a base hit.
Just a bouncer to the left side that gets between third baseman Cameron and shortstop Gorgas.
Able to get around on that pitch and pull it through that left side. Batter now is Meadow Ferry. Saw several games yesterday where the visitors had chances to jump on things early and didn't get it done, and that didn't work out. First pitch in for a called strike. The three winners yesterday, all one seeds. And this is the only one seed in a championship game today. 0-1 to Ferry. Takes that pitch outside for a ball. She crowds the plate. And while that pitch may have looked on our center field look like reachable, the fact that her toes are right up against the inside line of the batter's box. Fastball comes inside there on the edge. And that's the other side of that appearance. Ferry thinks that pitch is inside, but it's probably 4 inches off of the line and therefore over the edge of the plate. Comes the 1-2. Ferry check swing, takes it low, evens the count at 2-2.
Can see the way Ferry set up there. Her right foot is really inside, but she's turned out a little bit trying to pull the ball.
A little more open stance now here late in the count. 2-2, drop ball in the dirt. Throw down to second, not caught by the shortstop, Gorgas. The throw was in time. I don't know, late break there for Lauren Rush, or she may have thought that the ball went further. Strong throw from Ireland Fisher from her knees.
Yeah, it is a good throw by Fisher. It's a little bit to the right of the bag, which makes it a hard catch there with Rush sliding in.
A wild pitch, 3-2 the count. Ferry fouls it straight back. And you have to rule a wild pitch, even though it was right in front of Fisher, pitch in the dirt, And that's what led Rush to take off for second. She certainly appeared to think that the ball got away. But a great job by Fisher to snare it. So now three balls and two strikes. Mia Pruse with a runner behind her. Ferry strokes it over the head of the right fielder. Joseph misplayed the line drive. Going to the corner. Ferry rounding second. Digging for third and going to have to get down. She stays on her feet and just got in safely.
Stand-up triple for Meadow Ferry. Breaks open the scoring for Chartier Shoops Houston, the top of the first. An absolute line drive ripped to the right fielder, Maddie Joseph. And Joseph took a couple of steps up. As soon as that ball came off the bat, Joseph took about three steps forward and then had to retreat, had no chance to try to catch it as it sails over her head.
Hardest ball to judge as an outfielder as the line drive hit right at you. First pitch right at the knees, inside edge is a called strike. Couple of 3-2 base hits for the Bucks. The single for Rush and the triple for Ferry. 1-0 Chartiers Houston. Proust deals. Ball fouled off, and now in an 0-2 hole is Zaylee Fawner. Risky run into third there by Ferry, not sliding. And well, she just, you know, you got to slow down to hold the bag. And she just got there ahead of the tag. 0-2. Pop foul to the screen. Count holds. You know, against quality pitching, you just don't know how many opportunities you're going to get. And you have to take advantage when you get them. Here, a runner at third with only one out. Bucks certainly wanting a ball in play off the bat of Fawner. That's fouled off to the backstop. The count holds at 0-2.
Talked to Trisha Alderson ahead of today's game, and she knew her players were ready. This is a historic Chartiers Houston team over the course of the last two, 3 decades, really. But these girls have never made it to the championship game. I was excited for them to be here, but she knows they're ready.
0-2, change up, called strike three, just clipped the inside edge to Fawner, and the Bucks do not get the ball in play.
Boy, that was a pretty pitch there from Mia Pruse. Off speed, catches Fawner looking.
Two outs in the inning. Taryn Drylack to the plate now. Drylack hitting 296 on the season. Beats the first pitch. Foul. Just wide of the third base bag. One thing, you know, Trisha talking about the fact that the Bucks are ready to play, the thing that you don't know, being their first time, what do you do in those crucial situations? You know, you don't want to take strike three, change up or not, beat it, tap it, foul, do something to it. But you do not want to stand there looking and get rung up by a pitch that clips over the plate. Ball and a strike to Drylack, swings and fouls it off. Fawner, just a freshman. And those are notes that you got to file away. You know, you got to remember what that felt like. You got to remember how that happened. And grow from it. Grow from it today if you can, if you get the opportunity. Grow from it over the next couple of years. Fastball high, almost went to the backstop. Ireland Fisher, tall catcher for the Scotties, able to come up out of the crouch and reach high up over her right shoulder to snare that. Two-two, wave and a miss at that changeup coming inside. May have gotten a little piece of it. The Bucks get a run on two hits, leave a runner stranded at third. We've played a half inning. Chartiers Houston 1, Union coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. Meadow Ferry, who helped herself to a 1-0 lead, is in the circle. Ella Ritchie catching. Shauna Riggle at first. Taryn Drylack at second. Sydney English at third. And Lauren Rush, the Bucks shortstop. Zaylee Fauner in left. Elena Pallone in center right in front of us. And Emily Swaro, the right fielder. Meadow Ferry, 16-2 mark. A 1.02 earned run average. Has worked a little over 100 innings. And has struck out nearly 200 on the season. Her walks and hits per innings pitched is under 7.5. Impressive numbers.
No doubt. This Union team, though, brings the bats.
403 team batting average.
They bring the bats.
Olivia Williams will lead off. 520-plus batting average. Which is a good way to start. Left-handed hitter. Corner infielders are up. Middle infielders pinch toward the lines. Ball stroked but foul, heading for the retention pond down over the hill. Foul ball, left side. A state playoff game in the WPIL for the winner. A trip to Dubois likely for the loser. Both of those will be played on Monday, weather permitting. Pitch in for a called strike.
It's a Union team with just one loss this year to Neshanic, who's still undefeated on the year after winning the championship yesterday in 2A.
70-1 the last 3 years for Neshanic. Pitch just misses off the edge to the left-handed batter. Ball and two strikes to Olivia Williams. Addy Nogay waits on deck. 1-2 slap foul to the backstop. Catch attempt by home plate umpire David Berry, but snagging it right in front of his hands was catcher Ella Ritchie on the carom off the netting. Great crowd here again today. But the Bentworth-Neshanic game still by four, number one, ground ball up the middle. Nice piece of hitting. Olivia Williams not trying to do too much. Just takes a fastball from Ferry and drives it right back up the middle.
Yeah, just a soft tapper right back to the pitcher's circle. Goes right past Ferry and into center field.
Addy Nogay to bat, the left fielder. Right-handed hitter. Shortstop Rush, a little over towards second base. Fastball misses low and in the dirt. Backhanded by Ritchie. Corner infielders Riggle and English both up in front of the bases. Williams. Second baseman Drylack cheating toward first to cover up there. Ball lifted foul.
Williams leading the team this year with 9 stolen bases. She and Maggie Joseph both.
Nogay, 474 hitter on the year. 1-1 count at the 2-hitter. Ferry's pitch. This is outside for a ball. Ireland Fisher waits on deck. Swing and a miss. Good low pitch there from Meadow Ferry. Count even now at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, a runner at first, and nobody out in the Union first inning. Ball lifted foul, going to drift off the netting and carry him up the first baseline. That played a little tricks on me right there, like the hockey with the puck into the net and then back onto the ice. I'm like, why didn't somebody go get the puck? Couldn't understand why Riggle wasn't hustling after that, but it went to the net first. 2-2, change up, misses low, ball three. Perry adjusts the protective mask, walks to the head of the circle. The right-hander ready to go. Brings the payoff pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. One out. That just above the knees, and there it is. Hit it if you can.
That's a good pitch by Ferry. That's there.
And now Coach Fisher's daughter, Ireland, catcher, comes to the plate. First pitch in for a called strike. Chance to see the Scotties in one of their playoff games. I believe that was the win over Jefferson Morgan. Yes, indeed. Fisher takes that pitch off the edge to even the count. Drew a bases loaded walk in that game. Was hit once, walked twice, scored a couple of times. 1-1 misses outside. Ferry trying to work the edges. Fisher 430 batting average. Six home runs on the season. Olivia Williams still at first. Strike called. Ball on the inside edge. Two balls, two strikes to the three-hitter, Ireland Fisher. Olivia Williams, the ground ball single up the middle. Stuck there at first when Nogay struck out. 2-2, swing and a miss. Time put that fastball outer edge down around the knees on the outer part.
Yep, Fisher tried to go down low to get that one to the outside. Can't make any contact. Second strikeout for Ferry.
Ferry got away with the 3-2 pitch to Nogay that was elevated up around the waist and missed it on the swing. That time went down just around, maybe right below the knees. Mia Pruce to bat now. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. Pruce, 440 average, 29 runs driven in, and seven home runs. Chance to help herself here. 1-0 Churches Houston leading. 1-0. Check swing. Yep, called a strike. Must have been the on this check. Did not get the bark call from home plate umpire David Berry. Ball and a strike. Ferry, the right-hander, toes the rubber. Winds and deals, 1-1. Check swing again, strike two.
Yeah, both pitches on the outer edge. Cruz not pulling the trigger on either of them.
Trying to find where that voice is coming from. One ball, two strikes. Ferry's pitch to Cruz, wave and a miss. Kept going further and further out. We'll get into that pitching philosophy when we come back, but the Scotties get a leadoff single and strand a runner right there. We've played one. It's Churches Houston 1, Union nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lily Field here on the campus of Penn West, California. Great to have you along. Longtime home of the WPIL Softball Championships. Took a little vacation for a couple of seasons while the old girl got a facelift. Shauna Riggle to lead off for the Bucks. Leading 1-0. Riggle takes a pitch up and in on the right forearm. Hit batter.
Yeah, this one just gets away from Pruse. High and in, and just kind of gave a check swing there with the shoulder maybe. Did Riggle, and that gets that high on the right side.
And the Scotties asked for a check swing appeal, and first base umpire Jim Wood says no. Athletic trainers taking a look at the batter, Shauna Riggle, hit by that pitch. And again, as Nate said, started to swing, checked off. Ball got under the hands and onto the right below the wrist, I think, on the right.
She's actually looking on the left side.
She get hit on the back of the left hand?
Yeah.
Okay,
it was the
lead
front arm.
Kind
of, I the way the replay looked, I kind of thought it was the back arm, but right there on the front arm. Clearly, she messes around with her left hand there.
So a leadoff runner aboard. Emily Suaro to bat. And just back to that pitching philosophy that we were talking about with Ferry ending the inning. You know, there are directions you can go. Bunt shown, chopped at, runner on the move, throw on the third base side, stolen base for Riggle.
Well, went to the wrong side of the base, but you know that showing of bunt by Suaro delays Fisher enough to allow Riggle to steal the base.
The chop attempt by Suaro, the bunt attempt, no balls and a strike. Pruse winds and deals. Pitch dies, drops out of the zone, a ball and a strike. And just to finish that, you know, you with fastball pitchers, you hear about climbing the ladder, this pitch at the waist, this one at the letters, and then you go for the strikeout just above the letters. Pitch missing outside. 2-1. Ferry, there against Pruse, started the ball over the left side of the plate, the ball clipping the left edge of the plate, and then the ball off the outside edge of the plate and got the strikeout. Pitch in for a called strike, 2-2. Riggle at second with nobody out. Churchers Houston with a 1-0 lead. Looking for their ninth WPIL title. Ball fouled off to the netting. The Union Scotties looking for their third. Oh, their third in a row also.
This is the fifth straight championship game for Union. A couple of losses in there to West Green as well before beating the Pioneers and the Mikes last season.
Two-two line drive down the right field line, gets down fair and gets by the right fielder Joseph, hustling into second and getting there safely. Emily Suaro, RBI single and an E9. Riggle scores on the sharp base hit to right.
Yeah, that one just falls right in front of Joseph. A couple of feet in front of her, takes a bad bounce in the grass and goes underneath her glove. It'll allow Suaro to advance to second, and Chartiers Houston adds on to its lead.
All right, I want to back up to something you just said. Are you going to go bad hop and call it a double then?
No, I think
like
single with the air.
Looks like she had room, and that was my feeling. Ground ball to short, runner runs into the shortstop. Going to get an interference call. Emily Suaro ran into shortstop Mallory Gorgas.
See, we have this on the replay here.
Yeah, the batter, or the runner has to and allow room for the infielder to make the first play on a batted ball and just hit her.
Well, and the way I'm seeing that there, the way the shortstop Gorgas comes up, she kind of stopped right there. I'm thinking that Suaro thought she was going to continue moving forward.
Pitch goes to the backstop with Elena Pallone batting. And that will enable English to take second. So we're in a similar situation we were when English was batting, a runner at second, but one out now. Pallone takes a strike on the outside edge. Pitch dropped by Fisher, but pitches a strike. Winding the deal, Pallone takes a pitch in the dirt. You know, the interference is the ruling there, and just a little baseball softball terminology. When a fielder is impeded from fielding a ball, that is interference by the offense. Strike three looking. Pallone does not offer on a pitch, runs right down the outside edge to the left-handed batter. Third strikeout through nine batters for Mia Pruse. And back to the top of the order, Nella Ritchie. Bucks have scored in each inning so far, but they've also stranded base runners in scoring position. Pitch off the glove. Fisher, as tall as she is, comes up out of the crouch and still can't corral that pitch from Pruse, and it goes to the backstop. Wild pitch number two in the inning. Go two! Two out and a runner at third for Ella Ritchie. Ground ball rolling up the first baseline. Pitcher fields it. And a home plate umpire going to rule that contact was made with the glove, not with the foot, and therefore the out achieved. Mia Pruse, pitcher unassisted, to retire Ella Ritchie and end the inning. But the Bucks get a run on one hit. There was an error and a runner left on. We played one and a half. Your score, Chartiers Houston 2, Union nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Just as we went to the break, David Berry, the home plate umpire, Jim Wood, the arbiter at first, and Adam Vestano, the second base umpire, conferenced and talked for 35 seconds, and then home plate umpire Berry came up with a closed fist to confirm the out of Ella Ritchie on the tapper up the first baseline.
That was a great play by Pruse.
It was. Key there for Ritchie. She gets on if she gets past the ball before it's fielded. You know, that's the drag bunt philosophy there. You have to get past the ball and make them have to field and throw. Pruse made just a really spectacular play to get to that ball and get contact. Couldn't really see on our replay whether it was with glove or with the foot, but made contact with the batter and got the out call. Mallory Gorgas stands in. Three straight strikeouts for Meadow Ferry after the leadoff single. Gorgas takes a pitch off the edge, ball one. Ferry got a swinging strike on that pitch to end the first. She was going back to see if Gorgas would chase it out there as well. But the shortstop did not. Takes a pitch low and away for ball two. Gorgas showing no ill effects of being run over, setting up the field at ground ball. Two nothing, Chargers Houston leading. Bottom of the second inning, the Union Scotties hoping to change that. 2-0 popped up straight back and right onto the roof of the press box. If we were working in that box, we would have been able to let you hear that. But one of us would have been sitting on the other's lap.
Yeah, not a huge press box back there.
Two balls and a strike to Mallory Gorgas. Meadow Ferry gets the sign, winds and deals, throws that one in the dirt, 3-1. Gorgas, a couple of home runs, batting average a little over 400 on the season. And again, as a team hitting 403. 3-1. Strike called. When I think Dave Barry thought that was strike three. He did the ringer up move.
Runs the count full.
You have not umpired at home plate very long that if you have never done that. Count now at 3-2. Barry runs that one just off the plate. Yeah, probably just in the river and didn't get the call. Norwin and Seneca Valley to play in the 6A championship game. That listed as a 1 o'clock start. That is, I believe, overly ambitious. Pitch down and away to Olivia Benedict, the designated player. Runner at first and nobody out. The leadoff walk, second straight inning that Union has gotten a leadoff runner aboard. Meadow Ferry has not gotten calls on two of the last three pitches right off the edge of the plate. Gorgas at first with that walk on a 3-2 pitch, swinging a foul tap up the third base line.
Ferry, by the way, now with 200 strikeouts on the season in the circle after those three in the first inning.
Is that your buddy?
I do think that is.
Pierogies are back. Watch the cameras.
Is that bacon? More. Yeah, it's bacon.
More. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count now to Benedict. More important than watching the cameras, watch the tripods that the cameras are on.
I had an incident with the pierogies yesterday here.
Down went Panasonic. No match for the pierogi. 2-2 to the plate, check swing taken in the dirt. Fills the count at 3-2. Second consecutive batter to see this many pitches.
Pierogies are floating around. I saw the pirate parrot on his scooter. He's out there in left field. Having fun with the fans. Pittsburgh Pirates sponsoring both the baseball and softball championships.
Ferry's 3-2 rolled into the 5-6 hole, and there is no play. Base hit for Benedict on that slow roller. When that ball gets by the third baseman, there is no play to be made other than keeping the ball in the infield.
Yeah, nowhere for Rush to go.
Scotties 2-for-5 so far today at the plate, right around their 400 season average. And the DP on at first, so are we going to see the flex player come in?
Yeah.
And it will indeed be settled, the flex player running. So she becomes the DP. So two on, nobody out.
Benedict, with that single, adds on to a .491 average, by the way.
Batter is Tori May. Good power in her bat. Five doubles and 20 runs batted in on the season. Pitches a strike to May. Two on, nobody out. Scotties have the potential game-tying runs aboard. Coming to the bottom part of the order. Ferry walked Gorgas on a 3-2 pitch. Ball bunted in the air, but going to find its way to the padding and down for a strike two. Gorgas walked on a 3-2 pitch. Benedict with the soft ground ball in the 5-6 hole on a 3-2 pitch.
One went to the on-deck circle. Right to Bella Cameron.
No balls and two strikes to the seven-hitter, Tori May. Ferry winds and deals. May shows bunt, bunts through it for a strikeout. Fourth strikeout of the game for Ferry. Bella Cameron to bat now. 375 average. He has 18 hits on the campaign to this point. Cameron takes a called strike. Well, one of the beautiful things about this game, high school and college softball, is the movement. Every pitch, with runners aboard, there are people moving everywhere. 0-1. Outside, taken for a ball, evens the count at 1-1. In this particular situation, Drylack is cheating back behind the runner at second to try to keep her there. Third baseman English is charging. Shortstop Rush heading to cover up at third. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, a pitch even further off the plate. And now 1-2.
Chase that one. Good pitch from Ferry.
Got the eight hitter, now in a 1-2 hole. Ferry winds and deals to the plate, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. Two outs in the inning.
Another one that was high and away.
And now the nine hitter. Maggie Joseph, the right fielder, coming to the plate. Joseph, limited at bats, but good average. Makes a first pitch low for ball one. Joseph, .438 average, has just seven hits on the season. That in 16 at bats. Two on, now two out. Ball fouled off to the backstop screen. Even up at 1-1. Walk and single to open the inning, but back-to-back strikeouts from that point. And now Meadow Ferry trying to slam the door here. Pitch called a strike right at the very bottom of the strike zone, outer part. And now 1-2. Defense is set. Ferry winds and deals the 1-2 pitch to the plate, just off the edge.
She got Cameron to go chase that one. It doesn't get Joseph to pull the trigger.
Two on, two out. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of inning number two. Ferry, 2-2 to the plate. Strike three looking. Second inning in a row, got runners aboard with nobody out and strikes out the side. No runs ahead, a walk, and two left on. We've played two. It's Chartiers Houston 2, Union nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Freedom Transit is now offering a student bus pass for any student currently enrolled in middle or high school. The pass can be used as fare payment on any fixed route bus, including local Washington and Pittsburgh Metro routes. Ride transit as much as you want during a 30-day period for only $10. The student pass is available at Washington Transit Center. Proof of student enrollment is required at time of purchase. For more information on the Freedom Transit Student Bus Pass, visit freedom-transit.org.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This game and a broadcast rights tour are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. And our apologies to the WPIL and Elizabeth Forward and Hampton folks for our misstep post-game yesterday. And we have offered assurance that we'll not misstep in that regard. Doesn't mean we won't misstep, but we won't go that direction. We go to the top of the third. Bucks with a 2-0 lead. First pitch swinging. Lauren Rush pulls it down into the tarp offset area. Foul ball.
Yeah, nice bullpen. That kind of moves into foul territory a little bit. Shortens that up between the foul line and the fence.
And just a quick note, our misstep was well-intentioned. We were trying to move things along, in the time crunch between games, and we just got a little out of bounds. And we apologize for that. Rush strokes one dead center field. Settle under overruns the line drive. Second time in the game, an outfielder with a line drive hit dead at them, runs up under, and the ball sails over their head.
Yeah, that one is a dead away center. Right off the bat, beautiful line drive from Lauren Rush. And just over the glove there of Maddie Settle in center. Took a couple of steps forward and should have just sat on it there and waited to see what the ball was going to do. Takes those couple of steps forward and it doesn't allow her to make a play on the ball.
Well, the thing that outfielders are regularly coached, line drive at you, freeze. Much more often, you'll be able to get to the ball than you'll be able to chase it down when it gets over your head. You know, far fewer times will that first step cost you not moving than it will moving in. Two balls and no strikes. Bucks with a runner at second with nobody out to Meadow Ferry. She hit the other line drive that wasn't well played. That was Maddie Joseph in right on the line drive crashing in, and it got over her head. Pitch misses high for ball three. You know, and other thing I want to mention, we talked about this yesterday. These games were originally scheduled to be played on Wednesday, but really an outstanding move. Pitch in the dirt, it's ball four, and a throw to third, not in time. Rush takes third on the wild pitch, and Ferry aboard on the walk. First walk of the game. Second free base given up by Mia Pruce in the circle. Hit Shauna Riggle to lead off the second inning.
Another good opportunity here for the Bucks to put some runs on the board. Runner at third with nobody out here.
Up to now, you got to get something out of this inning if you're Chartiers Houston. Ground ball back to the circle. Pruce looks to third, throws to first. Ground out perfectly handled by the pitcher.
Yeah, Ferry does take second, but good job looking Rush back in at third. Doesn't have a move to home, and you still get the out at first.
So Zaylee Fauna retired. Ball in play back to the circle. Taryn Drylack to the plate now. Swings at the first pitch, flares one foul over the first base dugout and out of play. Yep. Credit to Zaylee Fawner. We talked, looking at the strikeout with the runner at third in that first inning. Gets the ball in play here, just not quite enough to get it by pitcher Pruce. Soft ball past the circle, shortstop fields, RBI ground out for Taryn Drylack. Ferry to third on the play. A run in. It's 3-0 Chartiers Houston.
Yeah, no chance to get the out at home there on such a soft roller in the infield. Drylack retired but brings in the run and bucks that on.
Two out in the inning and ferries at third to Shauna Riggle. And Trisha Alderson talking to the home plate umpire. We're going to get a runner at third.
Yeah, for the pitcher.
It'll be Aubrey Randall who scored the winning run. Aubrey Randolph scored the winning run in the semifinal victory against Carmichael's. So Randolph at third. Courtesy runner for the pitcher. Ball in the dirt, and that's why you make the move. Wild pitch makes it 4-0.
Oh, boy, that wild pitch goes way up in the air. Look at the ricochet. It went way up into the netting. My goodness, Randolph was home by the time the ball almost comes back down to the dirt.
We've done some games at Gateway. I didn't have any softball games this year at Gateway, but that's what happens at Gateway all the time because their home plate sits up. The face of the plate pitches in the dirt, hit like that all the time. Pitch fouled off by Riggle. The Bucks with two across in this frame.
That one high off the netting. Looked more like a foul ball back in the netting the way that thing ricocheted up in the air.
See if the inning goes on. See if our floor director can show me that one more time. Pitch misses low for a ball. Back to the wild pitch that ball hopped up into the midsection of the catcher, and that's what put it high. It off the heel of the wrist or the heel of the glove of Fisher. Pop-up foul drifting out of play. That would have whacked the old barn.
What is that now? 4 or 5 wild pitches, though, in this game already for Mia Pruz? It's allowed base runners to advance?
Indeed. Riggle battling in the at-bat here with two out and nobody on. Takes a drop ball right down the middle. Called strike 3. To end the inning. Fourth strikeout of the game for Mia Pruce, but the Bucks add on. 2 runs on 1 hit. Nobody left on. We played 2.5. It's now Chartiers Houston 4, Union nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man. Caught slipping, I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only soaring fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave. Now we finally making noise, y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise, y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
We go to the bottom of the third, we go to the top of the Union batting order. Sent 4 batters to the plate in the first, 5 in the second. Olivia Williams reached base with a ground ball single to start the Union first inning. Takes a fastball down and away, ball 1. I don't know who has more fun, the kids or the Bucko Brigade people. Ball slap foul and out of play over onto the roof. or onto the road and on down to the retention pond. When I started calling games here, you could see the water down there. Not from here, but from the home plate area, but it has grown up nicely. Ground ball up the middle. Look at this. Olivia Williams, with her second hit, takes it right back through the circle.
Well, that's exactly what she did on the first one. Just a soft roller up the middle. You can see why she's at the top of the team in batting average, over 520. A couple of singles and not stroking the ball hard to left field or anything, but just good soft pokes up the middle. She has two singles in the game.
Addie Nogay comes to the plate. Does not show bunt. Takes a pitch outside for ball one.
Two of the union, of the three union hits in this one belong to Williams.
Nogay, a 474 average coming into the game. Dropped a few points with her first inning strikeout. Does not have a sacrifice bunt. Pitch misses wide, 2-0. Meadow Ferry does not bring the ball into the middle of the plate often. Works edges inside, outside, up and down. Three innings in a row, the Scotties have their leadoff batter aboard. Pop up in the circle, and now maybe just a step out, caught by Ferry toward the first base. One out.
Yeah, not a straight-up pop-up. That was not an easy play for Ferry. Out of the stance, had to go towards the edge of the circle there on the first base side. And
if that ball gets down, it's a base hit.
Yeah.
Just not enough time to make a play. Ireland Fisher stands in now. Talked about how tall she is. 5'11", tallest player on the team. And that has saved a couple of pitches from Mia Proust, but still have been four or five wild pitches in the game. First delivery to Fisher from Ferry misses wide. Williams still on at first. Fastball outside, ball two. Multiple runners on base so far through the game. We've not seen the Scotties put runners in motion. Pitch fouled off. 2-1 now to Ireland Fisher. Nogay, Fisher, and Prue struck out in order after the first inning leadoff single for Williams. Similar result in the second after Gorgas and Benedict reach base. Three straight strikeouts. 2-1 misses low. Chartiers Houston, one in the first, one in the second, two in the third to lead 4-0 coming to the bottom of this third inning. Three balls and a strike. Fisher takes a called strike. And of all batters for Union, Ferry can't complain about that because she's gotten those calls when she was in the catcher position for the Scotties. So pitch looks from our angle here to be just off the plate, but that has been regularly a strike. Here comes the 3-2. Fisher, ground ball to short. Step on the bag, throw to first. Double play, inning over. Rush to Riggle, 6-3, twin killing. No runs a hit, nobody left on. We played three. Chartiers Houston 4, Union nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
4-0. Chartiers Houston with the lead as we go to the fourth.
Nate Rigotti, Bob Gregg, and Bacon Burt down there. Hey, Bacon, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you, Burt.
Like our new best friend now after yesterday's little mishap there. We're good. We're good. We're okay. We won't let it go, but we'll forgive you. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Top of the fourth inning, bottom part of the Bucks batting order. 7-8-9 due up. It's Suero, English, and Pallone. First pitch is in the dirt for a ball. He's waiting for me to turn my head. I could tell something's coming. Ball popped up toward the shortstop. Gorgas comes in under it and makes the grab. One down.
And just a soft pop right back there to Gorgas at shortstop.
And for those of you who weren't with us, we survived all of the Bentworth Elementary students and the cables and the camera. We survived that whole thing. We didn't survive Bacon Burt. He was right by our camera here in the center field. That the camera giving you the look into the home plate area on the pitches. He was right by it. We thought we were good when he took a step forward away from it. I looked away for a minute only to see him backing up and watching the camera topple over. Bacon Burt. Pitching for called strike two to English. She hit the ground ball to short that Emily Suaro tried to go from second to third and tried to go through the shortstop Gorgas to get there. And that was a violation. Interference called against the runner. 0-2, ball to the first baseman. Easy play there for Torrey May to glove and step on the bag. Two down now. Elena Pallone to the plate now. Called out on strikes in that second inning. Pallone 0 for 1. Batting here in the fourth. Takes a first pitch for a called strike. Chartiers Houston. One out, single, triple to get a run in the first. Hit batter, base hit. Hit batter, stolen base, base hit to get a run in the second. Double, walk, wild pitch, ground out, and another wild pitch, and two runs across in the third. Ball tap foul by Pallone. Meepers into the windup. The righty misses low for a ball.
Coming into the game, Pruse, six strikeouts away from 500 in her career.
It's four at the moment.
Thank you.
Pitch misses low for a ball. Think about that, a high school pitcher.
Very impressive. 150 on the season this year alone.
Righty deals to the plate. Ball slapped over the shortstop. Gorgas tried to climb the ladder to get it. But the nine-hitter Pallone with a base hit.
Bucks with a hit in every inning. Getting base runners. It's led to a 4-0 lead. A little two-out lightning here.
Five hits
for the Bucks.
Sorry, partner. Five hits in the game now for the Bucks. Ella Ritchie to the plate. She's hit two ground balls handled by Pruse. Would like to get out of that habit. One right back into the circle, and then the other, the really outstanding play the pitcher made on that ball tapped up the first base line. Ball stroke to left, right center field. Going to get down. It was cut off by Settle, but she fell down in doing so. Runner rounding third. Play to the plate is not in time. Ball dropped at the plate. Into third goes Ritchie, and it's 5-0 Bucks.
Get that base runner in Pallone with the two-out single. Ritchie strokes this one to right center. And from the very start, Pallone got the wave from Trisha Alderson at third to head home. And on the throw, Ritchie ends up making it to third. And that throw home, Fisher just bobbles it enough to allow Ritchie to get in there.
RBI double for Richie. And the batter now is Lauren Rush. Single double. Rush takes a pitch inside for a ball. Two outs, nobody on for the Bucks. Single double RBI, runner to third. 5-0, Chartiers Houston lead. Rush, it's a ground ball. Shortstop can't handle it cleanly, doesn't have a play even if she does. Had to go hard to the 5-6 hole. An RBI single for Lauren Rush makes it 6-0. You agree, partner? Yeah, he had to go so hard and into that hole and tried to field it open-handed. You know, try the way you want to try to get where you can set. And the ball kicked out. Fly ball to center field, hit by Ferry, but room for Settle to make the catch. But the Bucks add on two runs with two hits, a runner left on here in the fourth. And now as we go to the bottom of the fourth, it's Chartiers Houston 6, Union nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Pass along a scoring change on the official book. They're going to rule E6 on the ground ball hit by Rush. I have to tell you I disagree, but I'm not the official scorer, and so we'll go with that change. So the line score in the Bucks' fourth is 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error, and 1 left on. Mia Proust to lead off the Scotty's fourth inning now. All three innings so far in the books, the Scotties have gotten the leadoff runner aboard. Single for Williams to open the first and third. First pitch missing outside for ball one. And in the Scotty's second, Gorgas with a walk and Benedict with a base hit. So 2-1 with nobody out in that frame. Meadow Ferry winds and deals the 1-0, and that up and away for ball two. Chartiers Houston averages a little better than 10.5 runs a game scored, giving up less than 2. Union average scoring 13 runs a game. It'll appeal the check swing, and Jim Wood says no, so the count to Proust goes to 3-0. The Scotties score 13-plus a game on average, but allow only 2. The Bucks have tripled that through 4 innings.
Union's put up the runs all year long, including in the playoffs. 11 runs in the quarters, 10 in the semis. Big wins.
Fourth inning in a row, leadoff runner aboard. You can't keep doing that either. Proust draws the 4-pitch walk. So you get a courtesy runner for the pitcher. It's going to be number 8, Emily Roth, the runner. Ross is a freshman. This is a courtesy runner. Pitcher and catcher entitled to those. supposed to be a two-prong rule, one to increase participation, which it clearly does. The other is a speed-up mechanism, which it clearly does not. First pitch to the plate to Gorgas, misses wide for ball one. First pitch to Pruce, and that pitch to Gorgas. Ferry wanted both of those calls. Those just outside the strike zone. David Berry, home plate umpire. 1-0 pop foul, but going to get down before Ella Ritchie could get to it. Over along the right or first base flank, backstop area.
Scotty's the number one seed. Their baseball team was the number one seed as well, but got upset in the quarterfinals by the Carmichael's Mikes. Game at Montour.
6-0 Churchiers Houston leading halfway through the game. Emily Ross, the courtesy runner at first. Pitch to the plate, misses wide. Two balls and a strike.
Come on, relax now.
Lead off runner aboard in the first. Three straight strikeouts. Two runners aboard to start the second. Three straight strikeouts. Lead off single in the third. Pop out, then a ground ball double play to end the inning. 2-1 popped up in the infield. First baseman Riggle in foul territory makes the grab. One out. There's your pop out. Try to mirror the third inning. Looking for the ground ball to rush now, leading her right to the bag, right? One out. Scotty's trying to get something going here. They're in an unusual situation for them. Only loss of the year back in mid-April. Swing and a miss. Strike one to the designated player, Benedict.
Yeah, and again, that loss to Neshanik, who, boy, what a run the Lancers are on as well.
The ball's in a strike. Ferry to Benedict. Ground ball to third. Mishandled. English picks it up. Has time to throw across the diamond and get the out. Good job there by Sydney English. Ball hit sharply enough, and it stayed right there at her feet.
Yeah, she knocks it down. Doesn't get a chance for the double play, but you're right, a good heads-up play to not go to second. Not going to get the throw there in time. Ross going to advance there, but still able to get the out of Benedict at first.
You know, with the 6-0 lead, you got to keep your wits about you. You know, that runner going from first to second because you mishandled a ground ball, don't lose the out that you still have available. And a good job there. Torrey May into the batter's box now. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Struck out swinging in her only at-bat there in the second. Two out and a runner at second. Meadow Ferry crafting a shutout through some figurative raindrops here so far. Base runners to reach without an out in all four innings so far. And now May swings and misses.
Had they not moved these games, they would have been playing in literal raindrops.
Indeed.
Or maybe not playing at all.
And just really, really kudos to the executive staff to make that move early Wednesday morning. 1-1, swing and a miss. Ferry living on the outside part of the plate, maybe just off on that pitch to Torrey May. And also want to say thanks to the folks here at Penn West, California. I think we've made a new friend in these discussions leading up to the championship games. Pitch misses outside, 2-2.
Well, they've all been great. Loudon Conti, the facilities manager up here, son of the head baseball coach Mike Conti. He's a local guy. They live just over the hill here in California.
Matt Kiefer we've dealt with for years, and he's checked on us here in the outfield a couple of times here already this weekend.
Coach B. Rick Bertinoli from the Cal U softball team was out here in the parking lot collecting admission.
Well, fouled off by May, staying alive. Two balls, two strikes, runner at second. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The number one Scotty's on the ropes. May checks off a pitch out off the plate. And now my brain tells me Ferry busts something inside here now. She's been away, 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 and couldn't get the chase there. Ball in on the hands. sinking line drive in foul territory. Riggle just can't get quite to it. And that ball right in on the hands of May.
Shauna Riggle with a great attempt down there, though, from first base. Trying to get to that ball.
We'll reset. Three balls and two strikes. With Ross, the courtesy runner, at second. Ferry's payoff pitch. Ground ball sharply goes through Riggle. Throw to the plate. Strong and not making the tag. I don't know that Richie thought that she had a play, but the strong throw to home from right fielder Suaro. Boy, May put that on the ground right through the wickets.
Yeah, had that soft little liner there.
And Richie did not have a play, no. To be fair.
No, saw Ross getting the signal there from third early to head home, and Scotty's getting on the board.
Ground ball error, first error for the Bucks. 6-1 now this count. Riggle with that strong throw. Suaro with that strong throw. Wondering if she might have had a shot at first base. May did not get out of the box quickly. Pitch in for a strike. Good. Check the official ruling. The official score does rule E6. The run on the board, but unearned. Yeah, I said E6, E3, of course. Ball fouled off by Cameron. Well, and sometimes those things happen. We saw the outstanding effort by Riggle to try to get to that foul pop-up off the hands by May, and then Ferry went back low and away, and May just put the bat out there and drove it through the legs. Pitch in the dirt, not handled by Richie. Wild pitch moves May to second. If you're short years, Houston, you're not certainly in a panic situation, but you don't want this uprising to go any further. Two balls and two strikes. Cameron takes strike three right down the middle.
Beautiful pitch.
Seven strikeouts in the game now for Meadow Ferry, but the Scotties get on the board without a hit. A Chartiers Houston error and one left on. We've played four complete. Your score now in Chartiers Houston 6, Union 1, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night.
No hit.
And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Planning your ride on public transit has never been easier with the Freedom Transit mobile app. Access real-time bus information and plan your commute with the built-in trip planner. The Freedom Transit app also allows you to explore future bus times and purchase, manage, and redeem bus passes right on your phone. Create an account through the mobile app to connect bus passes on your phone to a Freedom Transit smart card for more convenience and flexibility. Learn more about the new Freedom Transit mobile app. Visit freedom-transit.org.
Let's go to the fifth. Zaylee Fawner will lead off for Chartiers Houston. 6-1 lead for the Bucks. He approves first pitch to Fawner. Misses down and in for ball one. I thought our countdown had restarted. We did that once yesterday. But that is indeed batting practice taking place. Soft toss. Pitch in for a strike to Fawner, freshman in the cleanup spot in the lineup. Fawner lifts one well down the right field line, but well foul. And now they count 1-2. Chartiers Houston, the 3 seed. Ball and two strikes proves to Fawner. Ball hit on the ground hard but foul off the face of the third base dugout. Bucks with a first round bye, 16-0 win over the six seed Jeanette. And then got by number two Carmichael's 3-2 in a back and forth game. Another 1-2 to the plate. Fawner waits on the changeup and lifts it softly foul wide to first. The Scotties with a first round bye. And blank the 8 seed Jeff Morgan 11-2 before a 10-0 shutout run rule win against the West Green Pioneers. So 21-2 outscoring the two teams from Green County to get here. Both of those Green County teams going to the States. Line shot into the grass in right center field for Zaylee Fawner. Seventh hit of the game for the Bucks.
Yeah, Union trying to take care of almost all of Section 2. JM in the quarters, West Green in the semis, Shar Houston here in the finals. All out of Section 2 in 1A.
Taryn Drylack stands in, swings at the first pitch and fouls that off and out of play. The Scotties topping the 8 and 5 seeds to get here. Pitch off the glove of the catcher, Fisher. She stand up and should have caught that pass ball. Going to allow Fawner to move to second. Simply the difference between wild pitch and pass ball is the earned status should that run come across. Pitch misses down and in. Two balls and a strike to Drylack. 0 for 2 in the game, but did have an RBI ground out in the third. The Bucks to get here, beating the 3 and 6 seeds. Swing and a miss. Drylack chased a pitch that was never over the plate. On the advantage of being the one seed, you face lower-seeded opponents on your way to a championship game appearance. Drylack swings at another pitch that was never in the zone. That one low, and she's down on strikes for the second time. I have that as 5 strikeouts in the game now for Mia Pruce. Shauna Riggle to stand in. Runner at second. Riggle swings and misses, ball tailing in on the hands. Riggle's error allowed the Scotties to score what is so far their only run of the game. She has an opportunity here to get that run back with a base hit. Fly ball to the popped up to the second baseman. Olivia Williams settles under it in the dirt and makes the catch. Right off the bat, that looked like it had promise, but kind of ran out of gas. Two out in the inning. And Emily Suaro to bat. Suaro base hit. Pop to short. Takes a first pitch for a called strike. Only senior on this Chartiers Houston squad. Bucks commencement is tonight. Part of the reason we had an 11 o'clock start today. Ball fouled off to the backstop, and now Suaro in an 0-2 hole. That and the fact that the WPIL Hall of Fame induction banquet is tonight as well. Runner at second and two down. 0-2, changeup drops in for a looking strike 3. 6 strikeouts in the game now. And that is number 500 in the career of Mia Pruce. Bucks get a leadoff single and strand a runner. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Your score, Chartiers Houston 6, Union 1. You're in the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Scotty's 9-1-2 batters due up here. Trying to cut into a five-run deficit. Maggie Joseph to bat, struck out in her first at-bat. Pops a ball up. Shortstop on the run. Rush has it hit off the heel of her glove. Second error for the Bucks.
Yeah, just charging in. That one drops in there. Tried to get there, did Rush. Just flared off the bat and died in front of her. She couldn't get the glove there.
Olivia Williams is singled twice up the middle. Takes the first pitch. High for a ball. Every inning of this game, the Scotties have gotten their leadoff runner aboard. Only scored in one inning so far. And needed a two-out error to get that. Ferry overthrows a fastball high for ball two.
Ella Ritchie climbing the ladder to grab that one.
A rush was playing deep to Joseph, and then the run, but ball it should have been caught. Pitch in for a called strike.
That down the middle.
Again, the other thing, I mentioned this earlier, Scotties have not put runners in motion to try to get a steal or grab a base. 2-1, hit on the ground. Second baseman flipped to short for one. There is no relay. Good play by Drylack to make sure Rush had a good throw. Get the lead runner, one out.
Just so hard to turn a double play in softball because the bases are so much shorter. That ball comes hard off the bat at you. It's tough to turn them. Good attempt there.
Or the ball leads the shortstop to the bag, yeah, as we saw in that play back in the third that ended that inning after a leadoff single. Addie Nogay to the plate. Roller to second. Drylack will take the only play she has, and that is at first base. So Williams to second on the ground out. Two out now. And Ireland Fisher comes to the plate.
The catcher, Ireland Fisher.
Fisher 0 for 2 in the game. Hit that ground ball that led shortstop Rush to the bag at second into that double play. Fisher takes a strike call on the outside edge. Pitch from our angle looks a little wider than it was because Fisher works back off the plate. And you can see her feet are way off the batter's line. Swings and misses at a pitch off the edge that she couldn't hit. And now Ireland Fisher in an 0-2 hole. And we talked about the young Bucks. Now you end up with the Scotties in an unfamiliar position, trailing later in a ball game, trailing by five. And do they start to press a little bit here? Pitch misses outside. A ball and two strikes. Fisher, coach's daughter, but still a freshman, you know. Meadow Ferry looking for the out pitch here. 1-2, ground ball up the middle, base hit for Fisher. Rounding third, heading for home is Williams. The throw cut off by the pitcher. Two out RBI single for Ireland Fisher. It's 6-2.
Oh, good solid hit. right up the gut. Williams got the wave around from third. No hesitation whatsoever. Union cutting into the Chartiers-Houston lead.
The run that has scored in this inning and any further that may score will be unearned. A runner at first, I believe. Looks like 15. It's going to be Corinne Shannon. First pitch to the plate in for a called strike to Prues. Error. Both errors have hurt the Bucks. Ball lifted down the left field line, but foul. Got all the way into the corner, but one hit about 6 feet foul. No 0-2 count now on Prues. You make mistakes against top quality opponents, and they take advantage of them, and Scotties have. An error allowed the leadoff runner to reach, and even though she was forced out, the inning should have ended with the two ground balls to second. Fastball away to Prues, 1-2. Struck out to end the first, walked, and her courtesy runner, Emily Ross, scored the Scotties' first run of the game. Prues now with a chance to extend this inning. Ground ball. Second baseman can't handle it. Drylack has it go right through her. Throw into third, not in time, and Prues going to take second. Couple of bad decisions there.
Good base running there by Prues. Here come the Scotties.
Two out to Mallory Gorgas. Two errors in the inning, three in the last two. Dan Alderson going to the circle to talk things over.
Yeah.
The official error on Drylack, that ground ball went right through her. But then the mental error on the throw by Suaro to go clear to third, that allowed Prues to take second base.
Yeah, Prues being aggressive there, saw it right away. Took off for second.
Score is 6-2 at the moment. Gorgas coming to the plate. The inning should have been well over. Second error should have retired a batter. Gorgas with a couple of home runs on the year and 16 runs batted in. A base hit would score two here likely. Ross, the courtesy runner at second base for Prues. So now Shannon, the courtesy runner for the catcher at third. Ross at second. Mallory Gorgas a walk and a foul out. Swings and lines the ball into left field. Base hit. Runner rounding third. They throw cut off. Two-run single for Gorgas. And it's 6-4.
You knew the Scotties were going to put something together eventually. Just such a good hitting team. They only had three hits through the first four innings. Two hits in this one, taking advantage of a couple of errors in the inning by Chartiers-Houston. The Scotties are just down two now.
Olivia Benedict comes to the plate with a runner at first and two outs. E6 on a pop-up to start. Fielder's choice ground ball to second and a ground out to second. And a base hit up the middle. Follow that with a ground ball to second, E4. And now the two-run single for Gorgas. Swing and a miss by Benedict. Three runs across here in the Union fifth. The Scotties battling back, trailed 6-0. But now back to within 6-4 with four straight unearned runs. 0-1, fly ball hit well to left. That's going to get over Fawner. She'll chase it all the way to the fence. Double for Benedict to drive in the fifth run. And now the tying run on base.
You can hear the Union bench from across the way going crazy.
Batter now is Tori May.
Tori May.
Scotty's eighth batter in the inning. Four runs on the board to make it 6-5, the tying run at second. First pitch to May, misses outside for a ball. Three hits in the inning, but two Chartiers Houston errors left the door open, and the Scotties are kicking it down. Ferry deals. 1-0 misses wide. 2-0. Benedict with two hits in the game. Olivia Williams with two hits for the Scotties. Three hits in the game coming to this inning. Three hits in this frame. Ball fouled off. 2-1 the count. Last time up, the sequence to May was all away, then brought a ball in on the hands that was fouled off, and then went back away, and a ball slapped through the glove attempt of Shauna Riggle. 2-1, flare towards center, line drive coming on is Elena Pallone to handle it and end the inning, but not before the Scotties have themselves a party. Four runs on three hits, two Chartiers Houston errors, and a runner left on. We've played five complete. Your score now, Chartiers Houston 6, Union 5, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
After the ball game, we'll get you a scoring recap, check the pitching and total numbers, and bring you our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. The Bucks, one in the first, one in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, but one error in the fourth and two more in the fifth have allowed the Scotties to score five unearned runs and get right back in it. Sydney English will lead off the Chartiers Houston fifth inning. Ground ball heading up the middle. Diving attempt. Throw to first. Not in time. And ball not held. I don't think May held on to it. She didn't keep her foot on the base. Great diving effort by Olivia Williams. And English able to beat the wrap at third. Yeah.
Came off the bag. Williams did everything she could from second to get that over to Tori May. But the throw leads May off the base and aboard at first, and an infield single is English.
Elena Pallone to the plate now. She's one for two in the game. No, the Bucks would certainly love to respond here. A little delay. Looks like the Bucks making a change. Oh, looks like Randolph coming out of the dugout. Aubrey Randolph will now be a substitute, so she's no longer allowed to courtesy run, but Aubrey Randolph is in the game to run for English.
Well, just a one-run lead. Towards the latter half of the ball game now, in the top of the sixth here, nobody out. Put some speed on the bases to try to add on.
Third time in six innings, the Bucks have the leadoff batter aboard. Mentioned the Scotties are 5-for-5 in that category. Cologne to bat. Takes a pitch for a ball. Randolph, the pinch runner on at first. The Bucks with a 6-5 lead. Nobody out here in the top of the six. Prus deals. Ball bunted up the third baseline, but it rolls just foul.
Try to get it up that third baseline.
A little difference on that push, first base side, third base side, and we've got a great view here. We can see the topography runs. It's not quite level, and it runs off on the third base side. That same bunt stays fair along the first base side. Pallone swings and misses, and now in a 1-2 hole. That was a slap look there from Pallone. And on that look, Cameron, the third baseman, was coming in, and Gorgas, the shortstop, was busting to third, so an opportunity to slap that ball through the left side. One ball, two strikes. Prus trying to put her in the books. Pallone takes a fastball high. Evens the count at 2-2. Second game of the day here is the 6A Championship, Seneca Valley and Norwin. 2-2 goes to the backstop. Randolph to second on the wild pitch.
Well, now you have a speedy Randolph in scoring position.
That's the sixth wild pitch of the game, uncorked by Prus. Pallone, grounder to second, handled by Williams, throw to first, Randolph to third with just one out.
Yeah, it works like a sacrifice, that soft tapper.
Put the ball in play, get the runner to third, and now turn the order over. Now both teams threw five innings in the exact same spot in the batting order. 8-9-1 to open the sixth. Ella Ritchie, RBI double her last time up, takes a pitch in for a called strike. Ritchie, a couple of tappers handled by pitcher Prus, but then the RBI double in the fourth, stroked the ball to right center field. Randolph at third, comes the 0-1 to the plate. Ritchie pops it up foul and out of play.
Chartiers Houston used to close battles, had that 3-2 win in the semifinals, had to score the go-ahead run in the top of the seventh inning.
Timeout granted. Chartiers Houston to the WPIL championship game for the first time since 2016. This is five straight for the Scotties. Little flare, going to find grass in the outfield. An RBI single for Ella Ritchie as Randolph scores. Just enough to get it into the grass.
Well, you have Randolph moved to second in that wild pitch. The ground out moves her to third, and that's enough for that soft little flare to right field by Ritchie to bring her home and make it 7-5.
Lauren Rush hits a ground ball, knocked down by the third baseman, throw across the diamond, not in time. A tough play there. You either get that in the glove or you don't, and Cameron tried to backhand it right at the base and had to go get it in one step, throw across the diamond, just not in time. Base hit.
Bang, bang play, right call at first, and boy, Bella Cameron able to get the backhanded glove to it and knock it down. Just can't reset enough to make the strong enough throw to beat the runner.
And now Meadow Ferry to the plate. Ferry takes a pitch for a called strike. One out in the inning. Runners at first and second. Chartiers Houston leading 7-5. Oh, and a chance here for Ferry to really help herself. Prus trying to stop that. Soft liner to the second baseman. Williams to her left makes the grab. Two out. A And now Zaylee Fawner to the plate.
Williams was looking for the double up there. She was ready to throw it back to Richie at second or rush at first.
Ten hits in the game for Chargers Houston. Fawner fouls the first pitch off, out of play. No balls and a strike. Pruse gets the sign and deals. Pitch in the dirt. Runner breaks for third. Throw not in time and not caught anyway. Double steal.
Slow to get up and shaking her left hand, though, on the steal is Richie. See, her left hand got jammed up there on the slide.
Well, it's odd that you have a hand problem on a feet-first slide, though. Contact, did Cameron come down on top of her?
It might have been the ball, because you see all the ball squeak out there.
Fawner, fly ball to right, going to die. One run is in. Here comes the second as well. Two runs, single for Zaylee Fawner.
Just pokes that one into shallow right. It just died. Right past the first base into the grass. Two runs come across.
I want to go back to a comment I made in the first inning about the freshman. You got to learn. You got to learn from this point on. You didn't get the ball in play, took a called third strike with a runner at third and only one out. You got to get the ball in play. And now here, hits in the last two at-bats, RBI, two-run single here in the sixth inning. My count tells me now 9-5, Chargers Houston. Four hits in the inning, not four straight, my apologies. Ball popped up by Drylack, and that's going to drift straight back and out of play.
Only two other teams have scored this many runs against Union all year. Neshanic in that 12-2 win back in April, and a 15-5 win for Union over Burl on May 1st.
Drylack back in the box. Fastball runs inside for a ball. I have 2-1. Fawner on at first with the two-run single. And the Bucks gave up four unearned runs in the fifth and now plate three runs here in the top of the sixth so far.
Hey guys, how about going over there?
Thank you. A little camera preventative work there. How about that? Not even a pierogi this time. Kids having a blast in the grass area here out beyond the center field fence, and certainly want them to be able to do that. But pitch down and in. Back pick throw. Nothing doing. Three balls and two strikes. And Fawner will be able to break with the pitch. Three balls, two strikes. Ball fouled off straight back. English with a single to second on a wild pitch, to third on a ground out there. Courtesy runner, or pinch runner rather, Randolph going there and then scoring on the Richie single. Rush with a base hit after a line out. Fawner with a two-run single. 3-2 changeup misses wide. And that's ball four. Back pick throw saved there by Torrey May, but that was ball four. Now the ball gets loose. Well, what do we got going here? Now the home plate umpire saying now it's 3-2. That's not right. That is not the right count. So now we'll go 3-2. Ball popped up, foul and out of play. It happens. It may have happened there. It may have happened here. But I was pretty confident that we were at 3-2. But I'm playing umpire. David Berry says we are now. Swing and a miss. And instead of the walk, the strikeout, the seventh of the game for Pruse ends the inning, but the Bucs come up with three runs on four hits, a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's now Chartiers Houston 9, Union 5, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
What a huge answer for the Bucks in the sixth. Meadow Ferry, the last pitch she threw was with a 6-5 lead. Got the line out to center. Now she toes the pitching rubber here, facing 8-9-1 in the Union sixth with a 9-5 advantage. First pitch swinging, fouled off by Bella Cameron.
Yeah, you have Union put together four runs in the fifth inning to get within one. They respond well.
Five runs for Union today, all unearned. All the results of either errors or after errors allowed inning to continue. Foul fly ball over along the first base line, and it drops between Riggle and Drylack. No balls and two strikes. Yeah, no balls and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning here. Some kind of delay at home plate. Not sure what the question is. Bella Cameron is the correct hitter.
Now, it wasn't almost like a change here. Somebody re-entered. The Randolph, did they? I don't think they ever. Randolph came in there and was a true pinch runner, correct, on a substitution?
Yes, for the third baseman English, and so maybe just communicating that. Talk about mechanics there. You don't have to report those. But obviously, if batter gets to the plate, you better have reported it. Swing and a miss. Cameron down on strikes. Eight strikeouts now for Meadow Ferry, and that's the third time that she's gotten Cameron. Maggie Joseph, the right fielder to bat now. She's 0 for 2. Hit the little pop-up that Lauren Rush, sprinting toward the circle, had in and then out of the glove. First pitch swinging, fouled off to the backstop. One out here in the sixth. Obviously, Ferry will have to face the heart of the Union batting order one more time. Nine-5, Chargers Houston leading, looking for their ninth WPIL title. Pitch misses just off the edge, a ball and a strike. And Union Scotties looking for their third in a row. Went to the state finals a year ago. To the quarters in 2022, ousted in the first round in 2021. Pitch misses just high, ball two. Chartiers Houston umpires to our left questioning those calls. Two balls, one strike. Ferry winds and deals. Check swing foul. May have gotten a little help there. That pitch may have been in off the plate. The check swing evens the count at 2-2. Do not want to give Maggie Joseph anything free here in the 9 spot in the batting order. Would like to be 2 out, nobody on if you're Meadow Ferry when you go back to the top of the order. comes the 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Strike three called. Not on the swing. The called strike at the lower end of the strike zone. 9 Ks for Ferry. 2 in a row here in the sixth.
Well, back to the top of the order now for Union.
Olivia Williams. 2 singles up the middle and a ground ball to second in her 3 plate appearances. Williams hits a ground ball to short. Rush, back pick. Throw to first in time. 3 up, 3 down go the Scotties in the sixth. We go to the seventh. Chartiers Houston 9, Union 5 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go to the top of the seventh inning. It'll be Riggle, Suero, and English to bat for the Bucks in the seventh. When we go to the bottom of the frame, we know that the Union Scotties would need at least 4 to extend the game. They'll have 2, 3, 4 hitters due to bat. Shauna Riggle stands in against Mia Pruce. Swing and a miss. Pitch just above the waist. Riggle hit by a pitch in the second. 0 for 2 since then, a strikeout and a pop out. Pruce, who picked up her 500th strikeout. Ball bunted. Pruce out of the circle. Throw to first. Not in time. Ruled a base hit. And Tori May, the first baseman, is really unhappy with that call.
Let's see if we have it for you here. That's a bang bang play at first.
Great bunt by Riggle. And bang bang is right. If we could slow it down or stop it, we might be able to analyze. Suero to the plate now. Lead off single for Shauna Riggle. Bunt shown, put down the third baseline and going to be ruled foul. And again, that ball trails off. Got to put it more in fair territory to get that ball to stay in fair. Bucks right fielder, 1 for 3 in the game. Bunts this one in the air, diving attempt. Catch is made, throw back to first. Going to get the out call there.
Wow. Double play. That's a beauty.
So the bunt pop up. Double play, 1-3. And now Sydney English to the plate. Oh, each team has turned a double play, one a little more conventional than the other.
Man, Pruse, just a tremendous job to come out of the circle and make that catch and then fire it to first.
Ball hit in the air to left center field. Left fielder Noge going to take charge, come on and make the catch. So after promise to start, the inning goes quickly. No runs a hit, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Chartiers Houston 9, Union 5 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Planning your ride on public transit has never been easier with the Freedom Transit mobile app. Access real-time bus information and plan your commute with the built-in trip planner. The Freedom Transit app also allows you to explore future bus times and purchase, manage, and redeem bus passes right on your phone. Create an account through the mobile app to connect bus passes on your phone to a Freedom Transit smart card for more convenience and flexibility. Learn more about the new Freedom Transit mobile app. Visit freedom-transit.org.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Bottom of the seventh inning. The two-time defending champion Union Scotties trail 9-5. The Chartiers Houston Buccaneers looking for their first title in a dozen years. Need three outs before four runs. 2-3-4. Eddie Nogay swings at the first pitch. Fly ball to center. Pallone makes the catch. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up Ireland Fisher. Second time in the ballgame, second consecutive inning, the leadoff batter did not reach. First five innings, Union had the leadoff runner on base. Fisher, 1-for-3 in the game. RBI single with two out in the fifth. Swings and fouls the first pitch straight back. Winner of this game will have a PIAA playoff game in the WPIL on Monday against District 5 runner-up Berlin. The loser will travel into District 9 to play the D9 champion Dubois Central Catholic. 0-1 to Fisher is a change-up from Ferry. Misses low and in for a ball, 1-1. Following the game, we'll get you complete scoring recap. Check of the numbers, the pitching numbers. Back through the key plays in the game. Fastball away, 2-1. Five runs on the board for the Scotties, but none of them earned. I have six hits on the afternoon for Union. Three through the first four innings, three hits in that four-run fifth. Swing and a miss. Ferry challenges Fisher and throws it by her. That's the same pitch that Fisher missed when she struck out in the first inning. That pitch just around the belt, outer half of the plate. Certainly was over the dish, but 2-2 misses outside. Tried to get Fisher to chase. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. Three balls, two strikes. Ferry snaps the ball into the glove. Now winds and deals the payoff pitch. Fly ball foul behind the first base dugout. Talked about the renovations here. One of the things that was lost in the renovation with the construction of the pitching area, the bullpen area, and the batting cages is any real seating along the first base side. Of course, there's never been seating along the third base side. 3-2, misses down and in.
Just inside on that pitch.
Third walk of the game. One out base runner. Interesting to see if the Scotties bring a courtesy runner on here for Fisher, but as of yet they have not. Did in the fifth after the Fisher base hit. Batter is Pruce, swings and misses. 0-for-2 plus a walk. A couple of runs scored in her line, both by the courtesy runner Emily Ross. Bruce trying to help herself here as the Scotties come into the heart of their lineup, but just two outs to work with, down four. 0-1 misses low. Now the question. Can the Scotties draw on their experience being in this game? Can the Bucks overcome their lack of said experience? Swing and a miss. Great pitch by Ferry. Tailing just down and away was a strike for most of the 43 feet and then just tailed away on a swing and a miss. 1-2. Six straight retired by the Bucks. check swing. Proust takes that ball just off the edge as well. 2-2 the count. First of three championship games here at Penn West, California. Second game of the triple header due to start in 2 minutes. I'm going to guess we're going to be late. Two balls, two strikes. Ferry to Proust. Swing and a miss. Two outs in the seventh. Ten strikeouts in the game for Meadow Ferry. The batter now is Mallory Gorgas. She's been on base twice. Two-run single her last time up. Runner at first and two down. Gorgas swings and misses at a pitch outside. Strike one. Six hits, three walks, 10 strikeouts, no earned runs allowed by the Bucks right-hander Ferry. Pitch misses outside. Oh, and that time catcher Ella Ritchie held it there and kind of did a little hop to get her feet back up under her and stood there with the froze it right there, but didn't change the call from plate umpire David Berry. A ball and a strike to Mallory Gorgas. Trying to keep the game alive. Swing and a miss. And now Ferry trying to slam the door and win the Bucks' ninth WPIL championship. Fisher on at first. Ferry snaps the ball into the glove, toes the rubber, squats down, winds and deals. Swing and a miss, and the ball game is over. The Chartiers Houston Buccaneers win the 2024 WPIL Softball Championship, their first in a dozen years, and they keep the Union Scotties from a three-peat. In the seventh for the Scotties, no runs, no hits, a walk, and one left on. Your final score, Chartiers Houston 9, Union 5. Our postgame show starts when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's go back and get you a scoring recap as the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers win their ninth WPIL championship, bested only by the 10 won by Baldwin and by Stowe Rocks. First championship for Chartiers Houston in a dozen years, last winning in 2012. And the Union Scotties kept from winning their third all-time and third in a row. Here's how it happened. Top of the first inning, after one out, Lauren Rush with a base hit. Meadow Ferry with a line drive to right, an RBI triple. The Bucks led 1-0. To the top of the second, Sean Arrigo hit by a pitch, stole second, and scored on Emily Suaro's RBI single. The Bucks led 2-0. We go to the top of the third. Leadoff double for Rush. Went to third on a wild pitch. Meadow Ferry walked. Ground ball back to the circle by Fawner. Advanced Ferry to second base, but Rush unable to advance. But then Taryn Drylack got a ground ball past the circle to plate Rush. And then Ferry's courtesy runner Randolph scored on a wild pitch, and the Bucks had a 4-0 lead. And they would add on. A little two-out magic in the fourth inning. Two-out, nobody on. Elena Pallone with a base hit. RBI double for Ella Ritchie on a line drive to straightaway center. She went to third on the throw, and Lauren Rush reached on an E6 that allowed Ritchie to score to give the Bucks a 6-0 lead going to the bottom of the fourth. That's when things came a little unglued in the field for the Bucks. Leadoff walk to Mia Pruce. Courtesy runner Emily Ross took over there. A foul out for the first out. Olivia Benedict then grounded out to third, and Pruce's runner Ross went to second. And then with two outs, Torrey May on a 3-2 pitch hit a sharp ground ball to first. It went right through the wickets of Sean Arrigo, and it scored Ross for the Scotties' first run. Then to the bottom of the fifth with a 6-1 score. Maggie Joseph reached on an E6, a soft pop-up near the circle that was dropped by Rush. Williams hit into a force play to second. Drylack throwing to Rush to get the lead runner there, but Williams safe on the play. Nogay then grounded to second baseman Drylack, who had to go toward first to field that one. She flipped to first to get the batter, but Williams to second on the play. The inning at that point should have been over, but it was not. Ireland Fisher with an RBI single to make it 6-2. And then Mia Pruce hit a ground ball that went right through the Drylack wickets to put runners at second and third. Mallory Gorgas with a two-run single. Olivia Benedict with an RBI double. That brought the Scotties to within 6-5. They would get no closer. A lineout ended that the fifth inning with the score 6-5. We go to the top of the sixth, and the Bucks with a very quick and decisive answer. Sidney English led off with a base hit, went to second on a wild pitch, and to third on Elena Pallone's ground out to second. From there, Ella Ritchie with a base hit. Singled to second by Lauren Rush. Runners at second and third, double steal. After a Ferry lineout, Zaylee Fawner with a two-run fly ball single to right that set our final scores. The Bucks answer the four spot from Union in the bottom of the fifth with a three spot of their own, restoring a four-run lead, and that's the way the ball game ended. Gonna recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center. We're also going to check the pitching numbers and the game totals, but Let's check in now. We'll get our player of the game. That's coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our player of the game is going to be the winning pitcher, Meadow Ferry. Not only did not allow an earned run in the WPIL championship game, held the Scotties, who came in hitting 400-plus on the season as a team, to just six hits, three walks, 11 strikeouts. Meadow Ferry, oh, by the way, on the other side, RBI triple in the first, and reached on a walk, and her courtesy runner Aubrey Randolph scored a run, the fourth run of the game for the Bucks in the third. So Meadow Ferry, our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game. Nate Rigotti right down in the midst of all of it. Well, he will be shortly going to try to get Tricia Alderson in for an interview as soon as we are cleared to do that. And this is the place where we misstepped yesterday, and we committed that we would not do that again, and the award ceremony wrapping up. But the Chartiers-Houston Buccaneers get the win. Here are your totals in the ballgame. Bucs 9 runs on 12 hits, 3 errors, and 5 left on. Union 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 6 runners left on base. Ferry, the winner, 7 innings, allowed 5 runs, none earned on 6 hits, walked 3, and struck out 11. The loss goes to Mia Pruce, complete game, charged with all 9 runs, 8 of them earned on 12 hits, walked 1, and Pruce struck out 7. During the game, Pruce picked up her 500th career strikeout. Celebration of the home plate area for the WPIL champion Chartiers-Houston Buccaneers. And when we come back in just a minute, we hope to have Nate Rigotti talking with Tricia Alderson, WPIL champion head coach for the Bucs.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Chartiers-Houston now 17-2. The Bucs will play a PIAA playoff game in the district next week on Monday against District 5 runner-up Berlin. The Union Scotties are now 20-2 on the year and will be on the road traveling into District 9 to play Dubois Central Catholic in the opening round of the state playoffs. Nate is trying to pry Tricia Alderson away from the masses, I believe, though she may be actually. Let's see if we can drop in and Tricia Alderson and Nate Rigotti.
How does this team come, you know?
No, apparently not quite ready yet. Not sure if Nate's going to be able to pry her away from the media masses, the ground crew working on the field. The next ball game is 6A Championship, Seneca Valley and Norwin. And that game was originally listed as a 1 o'clock start, but clearly at 10 minutes after 1 right at the moment, that's not going to happen. Trying to keep it here to hear from Tricia Alderson, the head coach of the Chartiers-Houston Bucs. But
fantastic.
And I think Nate's going to let Trish stay right there where she is. But what a ball game. The Bucs get on it in a hurry, score 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the third, and 2 in the fourth to lead by a 6-0 count. 5 straight unearned runs for the Scotties to pull to within 6-5, but the big answer there in that sixth as the Bucs get 3 of those runs back and go on to get the win here. 9-5, WPIL championship number 9 for Chartiers-Houston. Again, we hope to get down back to the side of the field. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully have Nate Rigotti and Trish Alderson.
Freedom Transit is now offering a student bus pass for any student currently enrolled in middle or high school. The pass can be used as fare payment on any fixed route bus, including local Washington and Pittsburgh Metro routes. Ride transit as much as you want during a 30-day period for only $10. The student pass is available at Washington Transit Center. Proof of student enrollment is required at time of purchase. For more information on the Freedom Transit Student Bus Pass, visit freedom-transit.org.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Well, we are not going to get Trisha Alderson, apparently, as the Chartier Houston bus is pulled up, and they're going to load up and go. So we're going to wrap up our 1A championship broadcast. The coverage today here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. Thanks to head coaches Trisha Alderson and Doug Fisher, to the WPIL Softball Committee and Chair Scott Moore, and to the entire crew here at Penn West, California. From our partner Nate Rigotti, Floor Director Jason Tennant, with Brett Gambita, Scott Donnelly, and Cameron Pritz on camera, and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 1A Softball Championship game, your final score, Chartiers Houston 9, Union 5. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.